Welcome to the show. Pinpoint Sot, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. You know what to do with that fundage. Send it to us. Send us much needed fundage. Mail that check or money order made out to RBN, the letters RBN, repeat RBN, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that donation to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And PayPal is good as always. So get that in there. Go to the RBN store. Get some Christmas presents. Don't be a Mr. Scrooge. And shop from RBN. Help support the network. Tonight is our Tuesday night dynamic duo show that you all talk about around the campfire. Mike, send out that bat signal.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Yeah! Holy, here we go again, Batman. Holy whiskers! Holy birthday cake! Holy headache! Holy ball and chain! Holy triple feature! Holy slip disc!
Holy Tuesday Night Dynamic Duo, it is the man that you all anticipate, that you all wait for this time of the week. My Broda Zappa, he has achieved political nirvana, but he has chosen to stay behind to show us the way. My Alexander Brozhnevskin, who navigates through the political cesspool like an ancient historian would navigate through ancient history. Dr. Patrick Slattery. Patrick, welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, inventing the wheel was the easy part. Inventing the internet was the hard part. You know why?
Why?
Because I had to fight. I had to have a fight to the death with Al Gore over who was going to put together that series of tubes.
Did you ever see that? Was that a cage match?
It was not a cage match. It was more like, did you ever see that scene from The Family Guy where Peter is fighting that chicken over the check?
I have, but I don't know if 70% of our audience has.
Well, it was more like that, but close enough. Close enough.
It's kind of like when Jim Carrey fights the dude in Dumb and Dumber. He fights that Asian cook, and he rips his heart out, and then he shows the dude his heart, and it's still beating. Was it a fight like that?
Yeah. Well, that's more like how Jeb Bush fights. If you ever saw Saturday Night Live about 30 years ago, when I think what was the guy's name? Dana Carvey did George Bush, and Dana Carvey was referring to Jeb, and he said, "My son Jeb, he knows karate. He will slice your heart out of your body with his bare hands, show it up to you as the blood drains from your head," something like that. Seen him do it many times.
And so, we will construct out of this shambles of the Middle East a new world order. That would be prudent.
That wouldn't be prudent. It was not prudent. It was absolutely not prudent. And look where it got us. But I know you have got all sorts of prep ready. There is a breaking story. Do you want to hear the breaking story, breaking news?
Break that bad boy.
Okay, so young Nick Fuentes is experiencing levels of censorship and canceling that previously thought impossible, right? I mean, he's already on the no-fly list. He's had $500,000 seized from him, all sorts of things. Here's the latest. He got kicked off Twitter a long time ago, but what he's been doing lately is he sets up these new Twitter accounts and his followers know how to recognize it. So the name might be like, you know, like Sadistic Monkey 5000 or grateful Indian 1000, or Indians are great 1000 because they got the new Indian CEO. So he, I think it was like, I love India 1000. He has these Twitter accounts, and of course they get banned. But today, not only did his Twitter account get banned, but every single person who followed the account or was in a, what do they call it, like a live stream that he was doing, they all got banned. All of his followers got banned, regardless of what they might have tweeted out. So, I mean, reaching levels of censorship previously unheard of.
Yeah, Nick comes under a lot of fire for some reason from some of our other brothers from other alt-right mothers. But The man is young. He's on the edge. He's got the ear of the Zoomers. He speaks out against Jewish power. We've played it on this show before. He pushes back against the COVID hoax narrative. And he pushed back against the election hoax almost entirely on his own as a major alt-right figure. I don't know what the complaints are with this kid, but he's doing good work. And when you're over the target, that's when you're taking the most flack.
That is correct.
You are correct, sir.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, I mean, there's some other young names out there. I listened to Fash the Nation this weekend. I mention it because a lot of our audience does. A lot of the RBN audience does. I've heard the show mentioned even on Mike Rivero's show. So Rivero's audience, some of them listen. And there's a new co-host. Dude's name is Warren. He's from the People Square. He co-hosts with Stryker on the People Square on TRS. So I got to say, I'm not always on board, and I haven't been with the TRS narrative, but they've come around to pushing back on the COVID hoax. And Warren has always been pretty solid. So he's replaced James Alsup. And I got nothing against James, but he's kind of a young guy. Probably the Fuentes age, and I just thought that, you know, such a young person maybe shouldn't have been on the flagship show, you know
like he speaks well, but the thing about that show is it is very much like an in-depth analysis kind of show. And yeah, I had a lot of problems with FTN and TRS 2020. But, you know, the thing is, we are facing such massive, massive challenges. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, what's in the past, like, just bury the hatchet. If people are going to be on our side going forward, then they're brothers. And I have listened to a couple of Fascination shows and a couple of Daily Showers in recent weeks, and you know, I think they're finding their way again, so that's all good.
And I'm not talking about these guys that I wouldn't say to their face or on the air. They're all welcome on the show. I've sent emails to Stryker and Jesse. Mike is the only one. Mike Enoch's the only one that's been on RBN back in, I think it was 2019. 2019 and May the 4th, I was hosting Farron Schultz's show, and Mike came on and did an interview with me. So, you know, these guys are welcome to come on and disagree on the air with anything that we say. I mentioned this because Warren, the new co-host of Fast the Nation, had a very red hot take on the whole COVID narrative. And I wanted to share that and give credit where credit's due. I didn't want to take credit for his take. He says that there is a legitimate outrage that America in general has, and white people in specific, has against the COVID narrative. It is legitimate, but it's a shame that it took COVID basically to get white people to come together and be outraged against the system, because they've been conditioned, low these many decades, to not speak out on, you know, the rape of white women, black crime that takes white lives, and, you know, this the total disenfranchisement politically and socially and any other way you want to call it, of white people. That didn't get white people rallied up and angered, but it was the COVID measures that did. And so he wasn't saying that being outraged against COVID is not legit. He was just saying that it's a shame that it took this to get us all together on the same page.
And one thing is, what they're doing with the COVID, constructing the infrastructure of a totalitarian police state, means that, you know, we're very late in the game. And it's so if we don't wake up as white people, or even just as Americans, as CivNat Americans, but if we don't wake up and push back against this tyranny, and I really don't think the vaccine is the be all and end all, but it is the police state, the final destination of the police state necessarily goes through these COVID, these vaccine mandates. So it's certainly that is a hill to die on. Yes. So it is late in the game. We can't afford to dither or twiddle our fingers any longer. It is really crunch time. And if you heard Farron doing the National Intel report a couple hours ago, he was playing a tape from Australia, where they're just picking up people off the street, basically, and putting them in internment camps because of contact tracing, because they came near somebody who tested positive.
Yes, I heard that. I never miss a Farron. Let me put it like that. I never miss a Farron. And there's so many great hosts on RBN, but I do have my favorites. I play favorites. I'm not going to lie. You know, Farron and Richard. Those are the two that I always catch, even no matter how busy I am. And I'm really glad Farron's taking the Tuesday night microphone on National Intel. Just as an aside, you know, I mentioned Alsop was not a bad guy, but I just didn't think someone so young should be on the flagship show. I mean, just imagine a 25-year-old, you know, co-hosting on National Intel. I mean, that's the flagship show of RBN. That's sort of what I meant by that. I didn't mean any disrespect to the kid. You know, best of luck to you, kid, if you're listening. So that's what I meant by that. But back to the anti-white narratives and the COVID measures, just to elaborate a little bit more on Warren's take, and this is my take. It is legitimate to push back on this COVID narrative, and it does intertwine, it dovetails with the anti-white narrative, because they're building a system, a control grid, as you mentioned, where they can pretty much do anything they want. And right now, they're contact tracing people that get too close to COVID-infected individuals and putting them in camps in some countries. But in the future, they can just plug in whatever reason they want to attack you. If you have the wrong politics, if you're pro-white, if you don't agree with infinity blacks from the Muslim world invading your country, raping your women, and taking your jobs, if you disagree with that, you could be labeled and put into a camp. That's where this could go.
Yeah. I mean, there's some very obvious things they could do. Like if you haven't paid your income tax, right? Obviously, that's they already put people into jail for not paying their income tax. So why not just have an IRS agent in everybody's cell phone? That's certainly not beyond the pale. But, you know, have you paid your reparations tax, reparations for slavery tax? Have you paid your carbon tax? Have you done race sensitivity training? There's all sorts of things it could be. And that's the thing. They're setting up an infrastructure that would work just as well for anything else as it would for have compliance to the COVID vaccine mandate. It's simply the infrastructure is for compliance. And compliance with what? Compliance with whatever they want.
Whatever. Did you post extremely dank Kyle memes on your social media? Then maybe you need to go to a camp and be re-educated or quarantined. Quarantined, re-educated, whatever. It's all the same. Are you a pro-Christian? You know, did you post Steven Anderson sermons on your Wednesday night show on RBN that speak out against the sodomites. Maybe you need to be re-educated if you're a Christian that believes in biblical values. It could go anywhere. So
it could go in, and they'll have the infrastructure right there. All they have to do is, you know, it's all this infrastructure would be based on a database, and what are the fields in the database? It can be any field they want to put in there.
And so, you know, we've got in the prep here, I've got it in order, but we might deviate just slightly and slip down into the COVID stuff since we're already on that level. In New York, they're reaching levels of Mark the Beast that shouldn't even be possible.
Oh, gosh.
This is on down in your prep there that I sent. The Guardian, New York City sets COVID vaccine mandate for all private employers. So we got new rules will take effect on 27 December, while vaccines are already required for city employers. So this is going to extend to private employers per de Blasio, even though he's on his way out. Shouldn't he be gone by now?
He's on his way out, what is it, like the 3rd of January or something? So as I understand, 3 business days. It's like 3 business days before he's on his way out. So, you know, it's really up to the next mayor whether he wants to enforce this or not. And we don't, you know, the next mayor is that black guy. Who knows? We never know how these people are going to turn out.
Oh, I'm sure the black guy will be totally against the system and for us, right?
Well, he's been on Tucker's show. And, you know, if you've been on Tucker's show, obviously.
But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you know, I mean, Tucker, yeah. We'll give Tucker some coups, but we'll give Tucker some accolades, but just because they're so-called conservative.
I mean, he's had a lot of losers on his show. But, you know, he has some people who are all right.
I'll tell you what, man, I would be relieved, and I'm being a little racist right now. Sorry, gang. Sorry, Sibnats. But a black man in politics is just going to acquiesce, to whatever the narrative is, conservative or liberal. The only black man that I would trust to take over a position of leadership is Daniel Cameron, our very own state attorney in Kentucky. That guy has been consistent, and he has fought tooth and nail against Beshear and his COVID nonsense, and he's prevailed thanks to the Kentucky state legislature. But you know, a person of color or a woman, a female, nah, they're just going to bend to the system. I think that whoever this, what's the mayor's name that's taken over? You got the name? I feel so unprepared when I don't have the name of this guy.
I don't. He's not mayor yet, so I don't have to know his name.
We'll look him up during the break, so maybe we'll sound smart. But we can't edit this. It's live. Anyway, the move by Bill de Blasio comes as cases are climbing again in the U.S. and the worrisome Omicron variant is gaining a toehold. Omicron and the Decepticons are invading New York. That's why they're doing this. Hey, we'll be back on the other side of the break with more Red Hot Things.
Summer's gone, winter's in your eyes. I can feel the thunderstorms inside.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than 2 of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shine in front of me. If you can see the light shine.
Pinpoint Sight with a dynamic duo. De Blasio says, we here in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the danger it's causing to all of us. De Blasio is apparently just weeks left in office and said the mandate will take effect on 27 December. Speaking on MSNBC, he said the move was aimed at staving off a surge of infections amid holiday gatherings as cold weather draws more people indoors where the virus is more likely to spread. What I find interesting, Patrick, is that the talking heads, not just the elites, but I mean, you know, the media figures and mayors and right down to your average leftist friend next door, they're not giving the narrative up. Like, they see that it's nonsense. They see that this Omicron is not a danger, but they've invested so much. Like, they're just going to keep going with it. I heard Farron talk about this too. One of the parents that had their 8 or 9 year old child stuck with a deadly jab. You know, the child collapsed and had all these heart problems, and they're like, yeah, we're going to get them ready for the second dosage. And thank God they're vaccinated, you know, amongst all these sick people in the hospital. It's like, they're just not going to give it up. They're going to just push it to the end. That's so indicative of classic brainwashing. That's drink the Kool-Aid and give me your daughter's tear, right?
Yeah, that's what Mark Twain said. It's easier to fool someone than to convince them they've been fooled. But of course, we know it's easier to convince somebody that they've been fooled than to get them to admit they've been fooled. And I think that's the level lots of people are at. It's they know they've been fooled, but they're so vested in it, they can't admit it. And so they've just got their eyes closed and they're going forward. They've already taken the jab. Whatever, they're vested in it. They can't unjab themselves. And they're just riding with it. And, you know, people, it's hard to admit you're wrong about something so huge. But they, you know, we've got to get people to admit they, well, to make it not so painful to admit they were wrong.
And so, I mean, these private employers in New York City, I mean, they're going to go along with it, even though they know it's nonsense and they know that they're going to lose a lot of workers and they're going to lose a lot of business, but they're just going to push on with it. So, they really are a COVID cabal. I mean, they're a cult, and you're just not going to get them out of it, some of them. I've got a few leftist friends on social media that are waking up, and they're saying they're done with this, and they've already taken the vaccine, and they're not going to take any more. Of course, they're already doomed. I didn't want to tell them that. Well, yeah, I sort of did tell them that. I sort of did tell them that they sold their soul to the devil, but I mean, that having been said, kudos to them for finally waking up. Too little, too late. But
yeah,
most people.
One of the things is if you're telling people they're doomed, then there's not much incentive to admit they were wrong.
I just don't like to mince words. I mean, yeah. I don't really want these people on my side that have taken this vax, this deadly jab. It's not the mark of the beast. I mean, I know people disagree with me, but it's not. There's too many things that have not been fulfilled yet in biblical prophecy, but man, it's sure setting us up for it. And even if you don't believe in biblical prophecy, you got to admit there is a control grid being established, as you've mentioned, that's going to get people to comply with whatever.
Well, so it is a control grid. And also, if you're smart enough to come up with like a religion that lasts for 2,000 years, probably there's probably a fair amount of insight in there anyway, if it's not strictly speaking prophecy. Maybe it's just good prediction, whatever. But I don't want to be on the side arguing against the biblical prophecy right now.
Yeah, the Christian religion, I mean, people gave their lives, you know, maybe even by the billions, if you think about the last two millennia. And these were people, like, nobody really understood biblical prophecy until the 20th century. So people in the Middle Ages and all during the Roman Catholic reign, they were giving their lives for the Christian religion and for true Bible teaching. And they didn't understand anything about these prophecies. So it's not just about a prophecy. There is a legit dedication to this Christian religion that you can't ignore. People are willing to give everything for it. We are right on the break, if not in the middle of it. So let's get back on the other side and talk about people sacrificing their children to the beast. On In Plain Sight.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Back to Endpoint Sight with the Dynamic Duo. And, you know, you must sacrifice your children to Omicron. Omicron is the Moloch of the virus regime. And if you don't sacrifice your children, then you're not dedicated to the regime. De Blasio, again, doing things here in his last few days, requiring kids 5 to 11 years old, 5 years old and up, to show a vaccine card in order to dine out or see movies in New York City. Kids will soon get carded at New York City restaurants and movies. Oh, by the way, this is New York Post, which is semi-based. New York City restaurants and movies, they'll have to show their cards for proof they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. This is according to Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday. Vaccination works and vaccine mandates work, de Blasio said during a remote press briefing on the latest mandate from City Hall. We covered a little bit of this sentiment in the last segment. Parents are just willing to sacrifice their kids on this because they're not willing to admit that it's deadly and that this whole thing is nonsense, even though I think they know it. I think these parents know the danger and they're putting their kids in harm's way anyway. That's why I call it a sacrifice. No.
Well, with mayors like de Blasio, who needs satanic pedophiles, really?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got the parents going along with it. And the thing is, you think of the people who live in New York and what are the demographics? You got a lot of Jews, liberal Jews or Orthodox Jews, but you got a lot of Jews, got a lot of blacks, you got a lot of Hispanics and other immigrants. And you got liberal whites. I don't know. There might be an Archie Bunker type still living somewhere like in Staten Island or some little corner of Queens. I don't know. Not very many. The Jews are so paranoid. A lot, I mean, they're going to be going along with maybe not the Orthodox, But the secular Jews are going to go along with it. The whites are going to go along with it. I think the other groups are kind of mixed bags. And, of course, we know from Black Lives Matter that a lot of them are looking at this as some sort of racist anti-black measure. And I don't know how they figure that, but if they want to figure that and resist the vax, then they are our brothers in this struggle. So are we soul brothers? Can we do that soul handshake?
I would eat a plate of soul food with a black that would oppose this deadly vax, yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And this is interesting. No, go ahead with your point.
No, go for it.
I was just going to make a point in another paragraph in the article. This goes in to the whole talking point, which is totally true, of what happens in Europe sort of affects America. De Blasio said he was taking the very bold, aggressive action in response to the lockdown in Germany and other restrictions returning across the globe amidst the new Omicron variant. So even though the city of New York only seen 7 cases of it, and the overall COVID-19 infection and hospitalization rates are among the lowest in the nation. So this is a good example of what's happening in Europe affecting what's happening here, albeit in the big cities. This is why, and I took my cue from Anglin, but it's true. I've witnessed it myself. Get out of these big cities, the rural areas, and the out in the country. This is your best way to fly under the radar and avoid this whole thing, because it doesn't look like it's going to be stopped. And if it can be stopped, I don't know how. So avoiding it and just getting through it and waiting for these cities to collapse might be the best way to go. Sorry to all you people that live in these big cities. I don't know what to tell you other than try to get out if you can. But no, this is it. I mean, New York City is, ground zero for the COVID regime restrictions influenced by Europe. That's the point I wanted to bring up.
Well, it's, it's hard to say. It's especially, we do have an older audience, and if you've been in a place for a long time, it can be harder to leave. So a lot of our audience, especially, they're retired. It can be hard to leave. It takes an awful lot of energy, but I don't think, I'm not saying it's bad advice. It's good advice. And, you have to assess where you're at and what that's going to be like. I know, I remember once visiting, an acquaintance, and he had stayed for a long, long time in his neighborhood. And, when he moved into the neighborhood, it was just a typical working class neighborhood. But after 40 years, it was more or less a black slum. He, on his door, he had a sign, and it said, "Trespassers will be shot. Survivors will be shot again." But that was that's what happens. And the thing is, the real estate values, when as a neighborhood becomes a black slum, the real estate values plummet. And so, you get into a situation where selling your house doesn't raise you enough money to move anywhere. So
here's another interesting paragraph in the article from the New York Post. The new mandate applies to many school activities. Kids over 5 must now be vaccinated to attend high-risk extracurricular activities like band, sports, orchestra, and dance in schools. The policy earned quick criticism, as it should. So I'm just wanting to point this out, that the more you're engaged in the system, the more that you rely on these social activities of putting your kids in sports and going to concerts and things of that nature, the more susceptible you are to these mandates. Another thing that you can do if you're stuck in the big city is try to withdraw from all of these activities that would require you to be vaxxed. I'm not, and again, hard to do. It's going to force people who want to be purebloods to change their entire way of life. I've done it even here in small town Kentucky. I absolutely love going to listen to the Paducah Symphony Orchestra at the Carson Center in Paducah, Kentucky. But they're requiring proof of vaccination and a mask. And I'm not doing it. You know, I'm going to give up all of my cultural enrichment this year because I'm not playing along with their system. I'll just listen to Handel's Messiah on YouTube, or I'll find a smaller venue where I can go and listen to this stuff. I'm changing my entire way of life. And that's what you're going to have to do. That's what they're forcing us to do.
That is what you're going to have to do, whether you move out of the cities or not. You have to resist compliance, right? Because compliance, by complying with something, maybe it doesn't seem like such a big deal. You know, you're going to go into the convenience store to get something and you have a mask on. Maybe it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's compliance. And every time you comply, they're scratching up another little victory, like a tug of war. And every time you ignore a mask requirement, every time you ignore something, you walk by, pass, or every time you tell somebody, you know, this is all a bunch of nonsense, or, you know, if they say, would you like to wear a mask? And you say, no, I'm not a fill in the blank. To the extent you can do that, even by being a bit rude, that's every day you got to wake up thinking, how can I push back? I'm not going to comply, and I'm going to push back wherever I can. That's what everybody needs to do.
And one of the things I mentioned last year as the mask mandates were rolling out is that you need to find businesses. You need to structure your life to do business with those that do not require the mask, or that do not enforce it. And because if they're going to enforce the mask, they're going to enforce the vaccine and whatever else rolls down the pipe. And that proved to be true. And I mean, I'm sticking with one of my statements that I got a little bit of blowback for on our email, is that America has the best of all Europeans. And it's not ideal. I mean, there's a lot of criticisms to be made of white European Americans here. But America has the best of the best. Even the blacks. We have the best of the blacks. Because in these rural areas and small towns, it's almost like COVID doesn't exist. And all of these businesses that I frequented last year that didn't push the mask, they're not pushing this back. And they're going on like nothing is happening. They're ignoring the Omicron Decepticon invasion. And you can go to any town up and down West Kentucky on the river, Wickliffe, Kentucky, Bardwell, Clinton, Fulton, Kentucky, all of these towns, you can walk around like nothing is happening. No masks. There's some people wearing masks, sure, but nobody's enforcing this stuff. Everybody's attitude is this is nonsense and we're done with it. And we're going along with business as usual. That's not just in West Kentucky. You can find that in many, many rural areas and small towns in America. That's why we have the best of the best. And I'll stick with that. I'll stick to my guns on that. Whereas over in Austria and Australia, you're getting thrown down on the ground and put into concentration camps. Okay? That's not happening here. Not in most areas. It might happen in the big cities eventually, but not in heartland America. So that's I'm sticking with that. We've got the best of the best, and we live in the best country ever with all of its flaws. There is the real Americans. You said it best in our commercial. They can hoax the election. They can destroy the republic, but the people of the republic are still here, and you can't get rid of us. You can't get rid of us.
Well, that was a smart guy who said that. We are being damaged. We're being made unhealthy. People also have to get strong. got to put down the potato chips and go out and drive a tractor and play ice hockey.
And, you know, the response, if you do walk into a business, sir, where's your mask? Man, where's your mask? No, I'm not wearing a mask. Well, you got to have a mask to come in. Yeah, what are you going to do if I don't? What are you going to do if I don't put on the mask? Then what? And just face them down.
Yeah.
Just have some balls and face them down and make them kick you out. Make them threaten to call the cops. And then, you know, when they do, just go to the next business. Somebody will take your money. Somebody will. And if they won't, do without or order it, whatever. You're right. We've got to comply now while compliance is good, because eventually we got to resist compliance while right. resisting compliance is good. Because eventually the grid is going to be such that we can't resist it. So we got to be making those connections now. We got to be establishing connections with those businesses and these people that will trade with us and sell to us now, for when the real threat comes down. And it could be any time. It could be next year. It could be tomorrow. So, yeah. That's where okay. we're at.
That's where we're at. Huh?
Well, getting back to some more of the prep, since we're going on with the COVID narrative and the whole pushback, there was an incident in Russia. I remember reading this article during our prep. Now, I've got some criticisms of Russia. As based as they are, on some areas, they're totally complying with the virus narrative in others. And this was, let's see, this is a Stormer article, actually, dailystormer.su. And Englund wrote this. Russia, two are shot to death at a government building after a vet loses it over masks. First of all, let me say I appreciate Englund and the Daily Stormer. That website is a huge source of my prep, because I work 8 to 12 hours sometimes, and it's hard for me to gather everything from the news. I try to do my own stuff independently, but a lot of times I default to the Stormer to see what's current and what's going on, you know, because I know he does this full time, thanklessly and without pay, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, yeah. I know you're listening to our show, Andrew. It's okay that you went to Ethan Ralph's show first, even though I invited you on our show months ago. It's okay. I still read your website, and we still use you as a huge part of our prep. Russia, two shot to death at a government facility. Englund writes, what the hell is Russia doing? They are destroying their economy and forcing their population to snap, just like America. No serious person believes that this virus exists. I do not believe that Putin or any other high level of Russian official believes in the virus. Russians are the number one group of people on earth who believe conspiracies in the first place, and they believe many that aren't even true. There is no way they have looked at the true conspiracies about the virus and not figured out that they are not true. And then Englund prints in very bold print, there is no coronavirus. They renamed the flu. There never was a new virus. There never was a new virus. There is no threat. You do not need a mask. You do not need vaccines. You do not need to go. You need to go about your lives normally. And he writes, if you keep pushing people, they will snap. Obviously, I don't support opening fire at a government office when someone tells you to put a mask on. I don't support that, but I'm telling you, as I've told you from the very beginning of this whole thing, everyone has a breaking point, and everyone has been pushed a lot closer to their breaking point by this hoax. So let me skip on down to, he references a Russia Today article. Two people have been killed, and a further three are injured after a man opened fire in a Moscow government facility used by Russian citizens for processing official documents. I'm afraid we're going to see more of this. And what I'm afraid of, and this is a question to you, I know what America is doing with these incidences of people snapping and resorting to violence, especially if they're white. What will the Russian government do? You know, are they going to crack down on their populace and use this as an excuse? Hey, break.
Yep.
your response on the other side.
All right.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It is useless to resist us.
And we are back. Last segment of In Plain Sight with the Dynamic Duo. The question to you is, will the government use this incident of this vet freaking out and shooting people up in the federal building? Will they use it to crack down on the populace as we know America would and has been doing? What do you think?
Okay, well, as you know, I'm a big Andrew Anglin fan, and if you look at nationalbugle.com, you'll see on the war and peace section, the top two articles I'm referring to, Andrew Anglin is one of the most important public intellectuals in the world. But from the very get-go, he called the whole coronavirus thing a complete hoax, a 100% hoax, that there is no new virus. And, you know, you just read there's no coronavirus. Well, the thing is, as far as the vast majority of the world has been concerned. Oh, dagnabbit. Can you hear me? God damn it. Hello?
Yeah. We got you, Patrick. Okay.
So as far as, the medical, the doctors and whatnot, there are coronaviruses, okay? A lot of colds are coronaviruses. And you can have the vast bulk of the numbers being actually flu being miscategorized as coronavirus. But that doesn't mean that, there is no coronavirus. There's certainly no virus, no new virus that warrants anywhere near this level of response. And obviously, zero response would be far, far superior to what has been done. But the thing is, the consensus among people in the Russian government or the Japanese government or the Chinese government, the consensus is that there is a new coronavirus. So if his analysis of what's going on in these countries is going to be mistaken if he doesn't take into account that actually among the elite and most people there is a consensus that there is some sort of new virus. Whether they buy into all these numbers or not is a totally different question. And I think any thinking person, any researching person has to know that there's an awful lot of hoax going into it. But to say that there's a lot of hoax, that there's a lot of misreporting of numbers, a lot of lying, is not the same thing as saying that no new virus exists. Because the thing is, we know people. Mark Collett, he and his wife got sick, lost their sense of smell and sense of taste. That's kind of new. It's not serious, but it's different. And there are people who are – there are indications that there actually is a virus. It just doesn't warrant anything like this, and it would be far superior to have done absolutely nothing. And it's probably not any more serious than flu seasons we've had in the past or other viruses that have come and not destroyed the entire earth. So that's my.
If the media would have been allowed to, they could have done all of this hoax in the 2018 flu pandemic, where hospitals were overwhelmed, and you can look that up. It's a thing, but they didn't choose to. They chose to do it now.
They chose to do it, or maybe they weren't. Maybe all the pieces weren't right yet.
Yeah.
You've had SARS, you've had MERS, you've had bird flu, avian flu, other things that, and there's no indication that they're, that what we have now is any worse than that or a lot of other flu seasons. But
we'll continue this.
They chose to do it now, or maybe they had all the pieces in order. Whatever. He's right that none of these measures are warranted. But
we'll continue.
But if we'll talk about this on the next on part two.
Part two, Patrick and Jeremy, 1 p.m. Central on RBN. Be there, be queer.
357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.